Welcome to World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN. I'm David Dye. All right, we are in the World Cafe studio today with a great group of World Cafe special producers. Give yourselves a hand. And if you are here today, it's probably because at some point in your life you had an experience with this gentleman who's here. His debut album, 2007's Mescalito, just one of the greatest debut albums ever. His career has gone gangbusters since then. Heck, the guy has a Grammy and even Oscar too, right? Sort of for the same thing, but that's, you know, that counts. He's got a really wonderful, wonderful new album that really rocks. If you are a fan of Mescalito, you're going to love this one. It's called Fear and Saturday Night. Please welcome back to the World Cafe, Ryan Bingham.
Unborn and yet to be scarred with tattoos. The blood in your arms is good and it's warm and still free to choose. So take your sweet time and walk a straight line in two. But don't you be shy of your wilder side. Be afraid to let loose. Broken heart tattoos. Somewhere inside where it all lives and dies, I know there lies a heart unbroken in the dark where love still grows. So follow the roads that make you feel old and brand new. You remain kind, yet aware of the signs, you'll know just what to do. With broken heart tattoos. Your unspoken thoughts have yet to be bought or sold. The whispers of time will write down the lines and stories will be told. And as the wind blows, your life will unfold some truth. Remember that eyes shoot arrows through lies should you sing out of tune. With broken heart tattoos.
That is kind of the song that jumped off this new album, Ryan, for me right off the bat.
Thank you.
Called Broken Heart Tattoos. Mostly because I wanted to clarify the perspective of it. It's to an unborn kid. Are you and your wife pregnant or
actually we did when I wrote the song we were just kind of talking about it, what that might be like, and just recently I found out that it's definitely a reality. So
hey, that is fantastic.
Thank you.
Yeah, the perspective is great. Were you thinking about obviously you're thinking about your life and your wife. You have a a lot of things that have been hard for you to bear up under in your life. And was that part of the your thoughts in writing that?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it was definitely when, you know, we were talking about it. I mean, you know, the first thing that came to my mind was just like, gosh, you know, just kind of the way I was raised and kind of the, some of the things that I had to grow up with, and was just like, you know, there's, I don't know if, you know, I'll be able to, you know, how am I going to do this? You know, what am I, what do I really have to kind of go off of, you know?
Right.
So it was definitely, it you know, took some thinking.
Well, the best thing to say about your early life is that it was itinerant. And so when you became a musician, it wasn't too much of a change, was it? I mean,
no, not too much. Yeah. I think that it was, I wasn't really surprised by much out there on the road when I got there. Yeah.
Right. People don't know, Ryan, you wrote some bulls, but your parents were in the rodeo, and, tragically, your mom was an alcoholic, and your dad committed suicide, and that's a lot to bear up. Has that been something that you've gotten a better handle on as you've gotten older, or do you? I mean, I'm just wondering how that...
Yeah, you know, I had to take some time off for sure, definitely after, you know, all of that kind of... It happened, you know, within like 4 or 5 years, and just right around the whole Oscar thing and all of that, so... I definitely needed to take some time off after that. You know, it was, I'd been on the road since my very first record Mescalito throughout pretty much my whole career. I'd been dealing with all of that. And then finally it just got to where, you know, I was like, I need to take some time off and just really deal with it. You know, I was just constantly just kind of out there running away from it on the road and staying busy. And definitely took some time off to deal with that, and I've been in a much better place since then.
Well, it's interesting that this record, Fear and Saturday Night, is deals with a lot of these things, but it's kind of up tempo. It's kind of a brighter record than Tomorrowland was, where you talked about some of this stuff on that too.
Yeah,
was that a conscious choice, or did it just come out that way?
Yeah, well, I just feel like I'm just in a lot better place. You know, I just feel like I got a lot of that stuff behind me, and it's been a lot easier to look out the windshield and not in the rearview mirror. You know, kind of a thing. And it took a while to figure out that, you know, some of the things, like music wasn't one of the things that was bothering me in my life. You know, it was all this other stuff that I needed to just kind of deal with. So once I kind of settled with that, it was really easy to kind of get back and enjoy music and kind of just write from a more hopeful perspective, I guess.
I want to find out more about making this, but why don't you do a couple more of the new songs?
Okay. This one's called Snow Falls in June here. If your snow is falling in June, leaves no excuses for summer, and your sky fades from blue and steals your light of day. And share with me your wounds and open up your window to wonder if there's a helpless tune I can help you see. If you ever call my name, I'll come a running. If your sorrow sings in pain, I'll be there. If you ever feel a change in your weather, take shelter with me here, my dear. If your snow is falling in June, if ever you lose ever turned your tears into laughter and your bridges broke in two, and your love has lost the way, then hand me over your blues and break away your bat from your burden, settle into your shoes and let me tie your strings. And if you ever call my name, I'll come a running. If your sorrow sings in pain, I'll be there. If you ever feel a change in your weather, take shelter with me here, my dear. If your snow is falling in June, love for you is true. Without you, I'm a shipwreck abandoned. You're my lady in the moon, my blanket made of stars. My skin and bones, you're ragged and you're dirty and hardly worth your weight in gold. For all of your suffering, no one gives a good God. It's all about the money, son, we doubt you understand. You're a little old, they say my diamond is too rough. You're a little old, I'd never trade it for their love. Sometimes at night, I look upon the stars above, but they never shine as bright as my diamond in the rough. People, they tell me just to give up and go on home, but to have no home to go to, something they'll never know. You're a little old, they say my diamond is too rough. You're a little old, I'd never trade it for their love. You're a little old, they say my diamond is too rough. You're a little old, I'd never trade it for their love. Sometimes I feel like I ain't getting nowhere. I'm walking down that road, my lungs are out of air. But I'll never let this world get too heavy on my shoulders. My diamond always will pull the weight that I'm under. Yo-le-ho, they say my diamond is too rough. Yo-le-ho, I'd never trade it for their love.
That's Diamonds Is Too Rough, one of the new ones from Ryan Bingham. And hey, Ryan, that first verse of that, you know what inspired that? That sort of the people who are, you know, telling you to look for money, that kind of thing.
I think maybe just the way I kind of grew up and moving around a lot of different towns, you know, it's just, you can kind of get the eye from certain, from people as you travel around, especially if I've just kind of found the situations, if you're kind of on the street walking around and you kind of look rough and you feel rough, people kind of treat you rough at the same time. So just kind of, an experience that I had with kind of people,
Did you spend all your growing up in the Southwest or mostly in Texas?
Yeah, mostly New Mexico and Texas, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's been a long time since I had a chance to talk with you. I never really talked with you much about how the whole Crazy Heart experience went over with you. A couple of questions. What's it like to write sort of for a project that's a little outside yourself, right? Was it different writing for that?
Not so much with that one. That was really, the first one that I'd ever really got to work with. But that script, when I read it, it just really hit home with me, that character of Bad Blake in the movie. My father was very much like that character, and a lot of his friends were that character as well, so I'd kind of grown up around those guys, quite a bit growing up, I just, when I was reading it, I was like, oh man, I know this guy really well, so it wasn't really that far of a stretch, for me to write about him. It was, if I would have been writing about a, neuroscientist from Finland, that might have been a little bit out of my element, but that was pretty close to home for me.
Did T-Bone know that about you? Figured that's why you'd be perfect for it?
I don't know if he did, but I think the director did, Scott Cooper. That's who I first met with and got the script from, and that's where it all started, yeah.
So did all the Oscar stuff go to your head, or how'd that work?
Oh, yeah, it just exploded in my brain, yeah. you find a lot of people change around you more than you feel like you change yourself, but it was definitely a really great experience and something I'm really happy that I got to be a part of.
Absolutely. I was reading a little bit about how you went about writing this album, and I thought, wow, I would just love to do that. I don't write or anything, but you kind of really like took yourself off the map, off the grid.
Yeah, I really have always kind of had to be in a spot where I was really by myself and I could really get, kind of be outside looking in, I always had to have traveled around for a while and then to escape and get away from it and kind of be able to look back at it. And, back in the day when I was kind of living out of my truck, it was pretty easy. I was pretty much by myself all the time, so I didn't have to look for places. But as you have gotten busier, it's been harder to find. And actually, my wife found this place. It was a guy had an old Airstream trailer back up in the mountains in California, and he rented it out, and it was, had running water and electricity and had a generator and everything. And I just went and hid out up there for a few weeks at a time and just camped out and wrote songs. Yeah, it was really, really cool.
So you opened your door. What would you see?
It was kind of down in this canyon back in the mountains, and you just saw the kind of this sides of these mountains and the canyons and heard coyotes howling at night. And you really could have been anywhere. I kind of felt like I was down in the middle of Mexico. Some of those, lowland hills down there in Southern California resemble kind of Southern, Baja, Mexico. And at times I kind of felt like I could have been anywhere.
And did that worked? You got a bunch of songs out of that?
I did. I pretty much wrote everything out there. So I kind of went out there for a couple of weeks and came back and then went back out a couple of more times and just really fell in love with the spot. And it was definitely a great place.
Yeah, sounds great. Well, you know, this is radio. I love radio. I love the effect of radio, the mythic effect of radio. And you got a song about that on this album. Can you do that one?
Yeah, I can do that for you. Hey, baby, won't you come and kiss me? I need your love tonight. And wrap your arms all the way around me. Tell me I'm all right. Well, I know the hardest part of living is letting go. Bad dreams and sad memories keep a playing on my radio. Radio makes me wanna just lose my head. My radio makes me wanna just lose my head. In your car, driving on the freeway, you put your hand in mine. My radio, static in my cocaine, I never close my eyes. And I know I feel this way, 'cause I keep it to myself. I hesitate, but I know my transceiver is living in the here and now. Radio makes me wanna just lose my head. Radio makes me wanna just lose my head. Well, take me out to the middle of somewhere so I can hear the moonlight. My radio is breaking up and I fear I got the wires crossed inside. Well, I know the hardest part of living is letting go. It's bad dreams or sad memories keep a playing on my radio.
Well, there you go. There's radio finishing up our session today. Ryan, great to see you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Congratulations on this new album, Fear and Saturday Night. Ryan Bingham, our guest on The World Cafe. Yeah. I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia. If you'd like to hear more of our World Cafe sessions and get daily cafe alerts, you can sign up at our website at worldcafe.npr.org. As always, thanks for spending your time with the World Cafe.